Holiday travel troubles. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Some air travelers already bracing for more problems for the long holiday weekend.
At this point, where it's like, it is what it is. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
This after persistent delays and cancellations, mainly blamed on staffing issues.
Since Memorial Day, more than 23,000 flights have been canceled. And already today, nationwide, more than 2,400 flights are delayed and more than 400 have been canceled, according to FlightAware. Delta Airlines is openly warning of what it calls operational challenges this weekend, as it's expecting more passengers than they've handled since before the pandemic.
Fox's Garrett Tenney at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. AAA predicts this 4th of July weekend will be the second busiest in more than 20 years. The Supreme Court today limited the EPA's authority to use the Clean Air Act to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. The majority saying Congress needs to enact such regulations. Critics say the ruling is a major blow to the fight against climate change. The Supreme Court says the Biden administration can scrap a Trump-era immigration policy that was at the center of efforts to deter asylum seekers, forcing some to wait in Mexico. Two conservative justices joined their three liberal colleagues this morning in siding with the White House.
This is a win at first for the Biden administration that has been trying to get rid of Remain in Mexico.
Fox's Shannon Bream. President Biden suspended the program on his first day in office, but lower courts ordered it reinstated in response to a lawsuit from Republican-led Texas and Missouri. Ketanji Brown Jackson has been sworn into the Supreme Court, becoming the first black woman on the nation's highest court. The 51-year-old Jackson is now the court's 116th Associate Justice after she was sworn in this afternoon, shortly after Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement took effect at noon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A court ruling says abortions can be performed in Florida through the 24th week of pregnancy.
A Florida judge in Tallahassee is temporarily blocking a new state law that would ban abortions from the 15th week on and is allowing an existing law to stay in place, banning them at the now defunct Roe standard of 24 weeks. Planned Parenthood sued over the shorter ban, saying Florida's state constitution provides a privacy right that applies to abortions. The case is still pending trial or settlement. The new 15-week rule was due to go into effect tomorrow. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The family of Emmett Till, who was killed in Mississippi decades ago, says a newly discovered arrest warrant from the 50s involving Till's accuser should be carried out.
A court clerk in Leflore County, Mississippi, told the Associated Press an arrest warrant for Carolyn Bryant Dunham, then identified as Mrs. Roy Bryant, was found from 1955, discovered in a box inside the courthouse. Till's cousin, Deborah Watts, and her daughter, Terry, were part of the group searching for evidence when the warrant was found. And Terry told the AP they want Dunham, now living in North Carolina, to be charged. The Leflore County Sheriff said he would talk to the DA about how to move forward. Dunham works at a store in Mississippi and said that Till at the time, who was 14 years old, whistled at her and grabbed her hand. Till's body was pulled from a river a few days later, and Dunham's husband and his half-brother, who were charged with his murder, were later acquitted. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Singer Toby Keith is battling health issues and now being impersonated online. Keith revealed earlier this month he's being treated for stomach cancer. His management team has released a statement saying there are many imposter profiles posting false information about Keith's health. His managers say updates will come only from Keith's verified social media pages. They also note Keith will never request money or contact anyone personally on social media. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.